Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? To the Off Rampant Show, man, Beach Bum Gun live on the Off Ramp. What's going on, my people? What's happening, good folks? Welcome to the Off Rampant Show for the people by the people that embodies the people. So where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in these streets, your hood, my hood, hoods all across the globe. We might even get a phone call from across the pond. A man out there in London doing good things. He said he might call in tonight, so we welcome remember back in the day, you used to not be able to, it used to cost you, I remember when I first started dating DJ C. Siren, we went to Barcelona, Spain, and like we had to really, were we married when we went to Spain, or were we just boyfriend, girlfriend?
We didn't
have a kid, though. You can't hear her. She's obsessed. But, like, we had to really, like, talk to our cell phone carrier. Because, like, you couldn't make, like, it was going to be, like, 5 hours of phone call. Now, you go out the country, it's part of your plan. Shout out to technology. Shout out to science. Welcome to the Off-Rip, where we discuss all of our issues, politics, religion, sports, love, relationships, music, movies. The Off-Ramp is a show where all of us can get together and say what we find interesting and have a discussion. We started this show years ago so that we could have a conversation that's not, you know, just typing on the internet. Real people get together, people from all walks of my life, from Jersey to Maryland, North Carolina, all the stops that I've been, I've encompassed a huge group of family that I call them, loved ones. And we just, you know, because I am the type of person I am, we don't always agree. And I always find that we have good, interesting conversations. So about 10 years ago, we said, yo, let's do a podcast. Let's do a radio show. I wanted a pirate radio show. I wish I could have found an FM station. And I swear I should be able to find an FM station I could pay for. The problem is the FM station would probably only be local. And we got folks like my man, Hope that's in the building. He's only out in Arizona. He ain't going to be able to hear the FM station. So we're sticking with the internet. But we do the off-ramp. So, you know, we can have this all walks of life. So if you want to call into the off-ramp, feel free, 929-477-3975. Hit us up on all the socials. I don't check them often, but I appreciate the comments, the likes, and all that good stuff, huh?
DJ, you said?
Yeah, that needs to be washed. DJ, yeah, just one. I don't know what happened to the other one. Out here doing laundry because we out of town. We out of town. We fly out. We fly West Coast tomorrow. Is Texas considered West Coast or South Coast?
South Coast.
That don't sound right. Headed to Texas tomorrow. Probably not going to get no sleep. But, you know, spring break. What can you do? So, again, feel free to call in if there's anything you want to discuss. Feel free to call in. Something on your mind. Something that you want to laugh about, joke about, argue about. We're here for it. Without further ado, let's get started. Got my man Hove in the building. Hove, welcome to the Off-Ramp tonight, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good, fam. What's going on?
Same old, man. Well, you know, it's a different type of day. I don't plan on getting any sleep. Got a flight out at 5, and I haven't packed yet, so I got to get to moving. And we got 2 hours on the show, so I should start getting ready to leave at about 11:30.
Damn.
What's good with you?
Need you to pack ahead of time, bitch.
I know, it's rough. But, you know, you sleep on a...
y'all flying to Texas. How long is that?
I don't know. By you? Just came and saw y'all a couple months ago. It's around the same 4 to 5 hours. It's anywhere between 3 and 5 hours. 5 hours gets me to San Diego. I know that. So, I think 4 hours got me to you, Paul's. So I'm assuming it's about 3 or 5. Three to four.
That ain't enough.
We'll see when I get there. Even though I don't like flying, necessary evil. You gotta do things outside your comfort zone. Enjoy life. I'm trying to decide if we're gonna go to the Sweet 16 tomorrow night, yo. I'm trying to decide if we're gonna go see you. No, man, in Dallas.
Oh, it's in Dallas.
You might go see your Duke boys play tomorrow.
As you should, see? Get you a hat.
I know. Get me a hat. We'll see what happens. But we got a lot of stuff to discuss tonight, so no point in being burdened. Do y'all have spring break? Does Arizona have spring break, or y'all don't get spring? Y'all just got summer. Y'all got summer part one? What'd you say?
Nah, they already had. They had 2 weeks off for spring break, but they back in school now.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. All right, we won't bore y'all with our trip. We'll get this thing moving along. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the Off-Ramp, my brother. How you holding up tonight?
Oh, man, I'm great. Blessed and highly favored as always, man. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Glad to be here on the Off-Ramp.
Glad to have you as always, my brother. Glad to have you. And, of course, we got my brother New York. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We back. What's popping with the population?
Always glad to have you, my brother. And y'all will hear DJ C. Siren as she comes in and out, pause. But she just got home from work, and she ain't packed shit either, so... We are scrambling around here, so she might jump in and jump out. All right, so I know she's going to want to talk Diddy. We got to talk Diddy. But we'll have that conversation in a second. Let's see if there's any other topics that we might want to discuss first. So the first thing I want to discuss, because this will be a quick topic. Basically, at my job, you know, we have these meetings, and I got this one white lady, and she might be listening to, because she cool as a fan, sweetheart. But she only cooks Asian food. And what I've noticed in these meetings, and I don't know if y'all are a fan of Seinfeld, but I don't know if y'all remember the episode where the white lady was given advice, and her name was she just called herself Mal, so everybody thought she was Asian because she would just talk to people on the phone and quote fuchsias and say all these things. And Jerry was like, yo, you know you're not Asian, right? Like, this is what I feel about her. Again, sweetheart, but, she'll – every time we have a meeting, she wants to cook. But it's always some, weird Asian – I wouldn't say weird Asian dish, but it's weird to me. But – so, one time she cooked – basically sushi. She wrapped up some tuna and some seaweed and made these thick-ass sushi rolls. And then yesterday, she brought in some bao bao buns. I don't know if y'all ever heard of those. But she brought in some bao bao buns. And I want to say, you know you're not Asian. But that's not the discussion I want to have. I want to see if y'all notice the same thing that I noticed. So when we're done with me and it's time to get up to either leave or grab whatever snack she wants, there's a certain group of people who never grabs the food. And there's a certain group of people who always grabs the food and tries it. And I want to know, why don't black people trust other people's food? It's I don't know what it is. And you know what? Since I noticed it, because she told me last week, she was like, eat some of these sushi rolls. I know you like tuna. I've seen you eat tuna. I was like, nah, I'm not hungry. But it was just that initial fear, like, yo, I don't know where this food's been. I know she cool, but I don't know if she got cats on her counter. And that's racist. I shouldn't assume that, because if I brought something in, I don't think anyone assume that. So you know what? I tried the Bow Bow rolls, man, and them joints was banging. But I want to know if y'all, I know all y'all black on here right now, but I know y'all, some of y'all on here, I'm not putting in my business, have dated white people. So I want to know, do y'all notice the same thing, or am I tripping? And I'll start with you, New York, because you're going to have a rough night with Diddy and your New York brother. So I'm going to try to get you off on a good note with some jokes. When you in the office, do you eat people's food?
I sure as hell do not. Unless it's the chips that come out that bag, or it's some cookies that come out from Safeway, or Giant, Food Lion, whatever you got. I do not. I don't want to eat no buffalo chicken dip, no nothing that you got. Look. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how you advertise it. I don't know. I don't know y'all people. Just I only know y'all from a working relationship. I never been at your house. I don't know how y'all get down. I don't know what rules y'all got. I love it when people come together, you know what I mean, and cook food for the people in office, but I'm not trying that shit. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I got to see how you live first.
Blur, what are you doing at your office parties?
I used to not mess with nobody cooking. And just for the same reason you said, you don't know what kind of animals these people got at their crib or how they, even if it's not even animals, you don't know how they live. And like, it could be some nasty, foul people. I've worked two jobs back to back with people who didn't believe in washing their hands in the bathroom. Like that was just them proudly would say it. And neither one of them was in good health. One of them teeth and mouth was all messed up. And the other one was like, had like bone or other issues. So he had like a hunchback. And I'm like, y'all not making a good case for not washing your hands because y'all look a mess. I also worked with a chick who had pet rats. She kept rats as a pet. You think I'm eating something out of these people's house? No. Now, once you get to know people, like there was a one chick, another white girl, who I know her first, and we had potlucks like every month at the job. I wasn't messing with nobody's food, but as I got to know her a little bit more, found out her husband or her boyfriend at the time was a cook, and she used to invite us to the bar that he cooked at and everything and tell us what to order. I'm like, okay, he's a cook. He's a real cook, so I'm pretty sure, like, he keeps his house maybe sanitary. So I started eating her stuff. Like, she started bringing in banana bread and all these other type of baked goods, so I wouldn't mess with her. But, nah, man, I don't know these people, what they kind of pets they keep. I don't know how they live their life. If I don't know you, I ain't messing with your cooking. And if I do know you, I still might not mess with your cooking.
Ho.
Nah, when you in the office, I ain't been in an office like that in a minute. But, nah, you don't just, for the same reason Blair in New York said, like, you know, you just don't know how everybody living. Like, I need to know you. I need to have been around you to know what type of person you are before I can mess around and eat your food. And then, you know, like, if I know you and you passed the test and I ate something and it was all right, I might go back to what you made. But also I've trusted some people and they done made some food that was trash. And, you know, that's the weirdest thing. You eating somebody that they made it and they watching you eat it. And my face is telling the story. Like, the lady was like, you don't like it, do you? I was like, nah, it's just not my flavor. And that told me again, like, never try nothing else she makes. Like, nope. She don't know how to cook. She might be clean. It might be well cooked, but it ain't. That shit ain't got no flavor. So, yeah, but for the most part, no, I'm not just eating it because people brought it. I don't know what you're doing at your house.
That's funny. Now, I got my little cousin Jack. Jack's on the line. Jack, do you eat people's food, yo?
It depends. Usually, I don't get, like, offer food from people I don't know. We don't do a lot of potlucks at my job, so if I don't know them, it might be a little risky.
Now, my question to y'all. Okay, so for those of y'all who have dated, DJ C-Tire, my bad. I was trying to give you a break while you ate. DJ C-Tire, what do you do?
Real quick. I don't know. I think it changes depending on what environment it is, like what work environment. I can tell you, you know, my recipe that I got for the, you know,
the chicken stuff.
I mean, that was from a coworker. She fixed it for us, brought it in. So, you know, it was definitely, you know, so that was, you know, coworker. You know, so and she would always like bake and stuff like that. But
was she white or was she black?
Filipino.
That's what we got a lot down here. They're black.
So
is this okay? So those of y'all who have dated white people, have you ever had this conversation? Like, is this a white black person thing, or is this is everybody thing? Like, have y'all been in relationships with white people and been around, and they're like, I ain't fucking with that food. Because I think this is a black fear thing, but it might just be an everybody thing.
It's an everybody thing. I can tell you that. It's not just a black person thing. I've worked with white people, felt the same way. I know my girl works with white people now, and they say the same thing to each other when people bring in food. They ain't just eating from anybody. So, yeah, that goes across all race and ethnicity borders.
Well, good. I'm glad we agree. Anybody else got any other, you know.
I dated a white girl.
Go ahead. Get your experience. Tell me your experience.
I dated a white girl. And we was good. We were for a good minute, and her mom was talking all this hot shit about her burritos and some Mexican food. I'm like, all right, bet. One day she decided to make it, and I tried it, and that shit, the meat, like all of it, it was just mid as hell. Worse than Taco Bell, maybe.
Oh, that's rough. You know,
I don't know why Taco Bell is sort of straight like that. That wasn't necessary. Taco Bell ain't do nothing to nobody.
Yeah, don't hurt our sponsors. We ain't got no sponsors with Taco Bell. But you know what's funny, like saying that, right? So I just had to go through supervisor training. And, of course, a lot of the people in there are white. And I was talking, I got real cool, one of the girls in my class. She was from Oklahoma. Well, she is from Oklahoma. Naturally, she's white. And we started talking about, you know, food and spices. And she married a guy. And I wonder if this is a Northeast versus Midwest thing and not a black-white thing. Because she married a guy from Connecticut, white guy. She said, you know, growing up in Oklahoma, you know, her family cooked. She thought it was all good. She brought her husband out there to meet the family. And he was like, yo, y'all food is terrible. How come y'all don't season anything? And, like, she got mad at first and whatever. But she said, fast forward. He does all the cooking because he says she's a horrible cook. And when her in-laws came to visit her here in Virginia, her in-laws opened their cupboard and said, why do y'all have so many spices? Y'all can't use this stuff. And her daughter had to explain to her, no, we put this on food before we cook it. And then he cooked them food, and they thought it was the greatest stuff ever. So I was like, hey, maybe this whole white people without seasoning thing is just like a Midwest thing. Because, I grew up in Jersey. There's a bunch of white people up there that can cook. You grab a cheesesteak from any one of them hole-in-the-wall stores, they white people. They can cook. I think as black people, we maybe need to rethink the whole white people without seasonings. But I was laughing because her parents were surprised that they had so many seasonings, because she thought that her parents said all they ever need was salt and pepper. And she said, I lost so many years on bad food. But she says her husband does all the cooking. So shout out to you white people that use seasoning. I'm fighting for y'all. I'm fighting to get rid of the stereotype for y'all.
You know what? Jalen Rose on his show, it was like his ESPN show. It was weird because it used to be an ESPN show and a podcast. Like they used to do like a simulcast. They used to have a segment on there called Cultural or Regional. I think this might be a little bit of both, but probably more cultural. Because there's definitely areas, and you know, nothing's ever going to be 100%. Because I do know some white people, especially down in Louisiana, who get down, like they season their stuff. But I don't think it's a Midwest or anything. I think it's more of a Caucasian thing than it is a black thing, and it's more of a cultural thing than it is by any region. Because, yeah, you're going to have a few people who get down all over, but I think, by and large, a bigger piece of the pie is going to be unseasoned food coming from one particular race.
Now, look, I know some black people that can't cook either. I ain't going to put their names out there. But I'm like, Hove, she had a big old butt. She was thick, and I said, oh, she must know how to cook. Started dating her. I was like, oh, no, this is terrible. Oh, no. I don't know who been feeding her. But there's no way she got that thick from eating this stuff herself. She should be in great shape. But, all right. Well, so we discovered that this is in everybody's thing, which makes me feel better about black people. Maybe we're not that paranoid. And, you know, maybe we could come together and agree on some stuff. Don't eat other people's food that you don't know. But what's the litmus test for you to try it? So when I tried these Bao Bao buns, she had all types of them. She had chicken teriyaki. She had a custard one. She had some Tao one. Tao something. I don't know, man. It was some Asian. And she was like, try all of them. And I was like, no, I'll try the chicken. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know if it was the recipe. It didn't look like it was chicken inside of it. I've eaten a lot of chicken in my life. But not to be racist, there's been a lot of chicken entrees that I've eaten from Asian food that it didn't look like chicken either. I was kind of impressed that it fit the mold. So what's the litmus test for when you look at somebody, you said, I'll try their food? Hove, you go first. When you see, when you get that gumption to say, you know what, fuck it, I'll try it. What's your litmus test?
I mean, I got to see it. I'm going to look at it. I gotta get my eyes on the food, right? That's first and foremost. Like, let me look at the food and even make sure that it looks like something I would mess with. But then also I'm looking to see if there's something on there that I can make an excuse, because I have people bring dishes with any type of cheese looking in it. Like, nah, I'm not even trying it, fam. Like, I'm just pulling the lactose intolerant card. I'm not even messing with it. Like, I don't trust it. I don't trust nothing with no cream sauces. Like, nah, like, if I can't see what's in it, I'm not messing with it regardless of who brings it, but unless it's like my people's and I'm eating at their house or something, but not at no work potluck.
Yeah, the mystery dips, I don't like dips no less, but the mystery dips are always
they're always fun to look at, like, an hour later after the potluck, like, people have calmed down to see how it, like it starts coagulating. Is that the word? Coagulating? And I'm like, man, yo, y'all done ate this
oil,
stuff.
Just oil or butter. Stop it.
That should be looking weird.
Just because you can't, you don't like sauces.
I don't like none of that liquor.
It's good. It's good.
DJ C-Side, what's your litmus test to eating a stranger's food? Like, what would make you say, you know what, I'm going to try
it? If it's
one of my favorite
foods or something that I generally really like, I guess. If it looks good. I mean, you know.
It's just a look.
Yeah, it's a look.
It looks edible.
Someone at one point in time had some kind of salad, I don't know, it was in a pan, it was covered up, it was kind of like, a, I don't know, a seafood salad, a pasta salad, something. I said, oh, no, not going to eat that. I can't.
I'm always amazed at how many people eat pasta salad that's been sitting out for more than, like, refrigerated for more than 30 minutes.
Well, you said eggs don't ever go bad, so you just... You know,
it's too milky to not have cold. If it belongs in the refrigerator and it's sat on the table for more than 30 minutes, you can't eat that.
I don't know.
Jack, what's your litmus test? What would make you say, all right, fuck it, I'll try it?
If it's like a potluck and I see more than two people go for like a second of that dish, I'll get it. I don't care about the look. I care about the smell.
Okay. So how it smells.
I mean, if it smells a little too fishy, maybe. Something like that.
All right. New York. What'd it make you try, yo?
If we talk about a litmus test, that's what it is. I'm licked. Look, when I'm lit, I'm trying everything. I'm trying to soak up the liquor at that point. That's the litmus test for me. But other than that, nah. I probably will try. I mean, if I really fuck with your food, you know what I mean? Especially, take the potluck away from this. If I really fuck with your food, you family, this, that, and third, you already know, like, you know what I mean? You know me, like, I'm picky, right? I'm picky about food, and I don't like open buffets and stuff like that. You know, you got a lot of people in line, this, that, and the third, breathing on the food, this, that, and the third. Now, I might come in, if I focus your food like that, I come in, get a plate, put that in my car, and the next thing you know, you know what I mean? I'm just in here vibing, getting lit, this, that, and the third, boom, boom, boom. After the night's done, all the people gone, you got the leftover food. If there's any none, yeah, I'm right there digging in the kitchen right there. But if we talking about, like, actual litmus potluck, this, that, and the third, nah, I'm still not trying it unless it's, like, no races, unless it's, like, you walk through the mall and it's, like, the Chinese food spot. These, like, they got the teriyaki chicken, they got the orange chicken, they try to feed you samples, this, that, and the third. Be like, nah, I'm trying to walk past it. But they mad persistent, like, the shoe signers in them up, not the shoe signers, but the people that try to clean your shoes in the middle of the mall, they be mad persistent. Be like, nah, try this teriyaki chicken. Like, man, let me get a little bite. Let me get a little bite of this teriyaki chicken, this orange chicken. Man, that's good. Man, that's probably bad. Look, if you hustling like that, I might gotta try it. And if it's good, I might get the orange chicken. I might get a little, you know what I mean, a little man with the orange chicken. If you can tell me.
Back in the day, it was bourbon chicken, but I like it. I get it. So mall chicken blur. What's your litmus test in the potluck? Look, what could make you say, I'll try it?
Somebody else trying it, yeah, get a good word of mouth. So somebody I trust, try it. Because if it looks good, that's cool. I'll be open to it. But I still wouldn't partake unless a trusted someone else try it that I trust and they say it's good, or, you know what I mean, someone try it and they don't, like, I mean, get sick or they don't look like it's mad, then, yeah. Like, somebody who is like me, who don't trust everybody's food, if they go first, they'd be like, all right, this ain't bad. Yeah, I need that positive recommendation, though.
Okay. All right. All right, so that's enough about that. I think we got everybody.
No, I got a quick question before you move on, just to answer Blair's question. Has anybody ever recommended a spot to you that they said was so good and you got there and the food was so ass?
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how mad was you?
I'll let y'all go first. Let me jump to Blair first. Because I got a story for that. That exactly happened to me. And I should have known. God rest his soul. He's dead now. But, Blur, you ever have something happen like that to you? Somebody recommend you and the food was terrible?
Nah, not really. I really never had that. Like, the worst I had was, like, someone recommend a spot. And not necessarily the food, but the overall really wasn't my vibe. Like, they didn't really have, like, my type of food. But the food they did have was good. Like, I want a big piece of steak or something, or a big piece of chicken. And they had, like, you know, like pastas and stuff like that where everything's all mixed up. But the food itself is cool. So, now, I ain't never really had that when someone recommended it. And I was just like, oh, no, I can't stomach this. I ain't never had that like that yet.
Hove.
What was the question? I didn't catch it.
Have you ever had somebody recommend you a place to eat, said it was so good, and you got there and the food was just trash?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody set me up at a Chinese food place, and I kind of should have known. This is where I think the cultural situation comes in, because my man said that they had some bomb Chinese food. And I'm like, that. Now I'm thinking, like, the spot where you remember is what they used to say? The Chinese spot off of over by Dutch Village. Like, I'm thinking that type of Chinese spot. I'm like, that. Like, we about to get some stuff. And it's like,
right.
It was like, first off, it was white people working in it. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, what y'all doing here? Like, what's happening? Like, you told me bomb Chinese food, and then they ain't have no orange chicken. They ain't have no General Tso's. They ain't have none of that. It was like these random Chinese dishes, yo. And it was like a sit-down spot. Like, now I'm sitting down for like 10 minutes, yo, and I was with Jeff, and I was just like, yo, we out, yo. Like, I'm not eating here. And we just got up and left, yo.
So you didn't even try the food?
Nah, no point. Again, like, I'm not paying for food that I can already tell isn't what I was looking for.
That's why I love Ho, man. Ho stand on principle. He said, what do their kids say now? They stand on business. Ho stand on business, yo. Blur, you got stories?
Nah, I understand mine. Nah, man, I ain't really had no experience like that.
My bad. I already watched you. Jack, you got one?
My black friend took me to this Korean spot, and I already got high standards for their chicken because I've had some really good chicken up in D.C., so go in, I ordered a spicy chicken, and it got this fish smell to it. And I already knew once I smelled that, it was going to be wrong. But, you know, I gave it the benefit of the doubt because my homeboy, he'd be on to something. He was on to nothing. I could not let that man cook. It's trash.
Oh, man. And then we'll finish with New York, to see if he got a story. But I got two of them, man. Look, my old boss, I ain't really fuck with him. So, you know, God bless my soul. But he told me one day, he was like, yo, Jay, you got to try this spot out. It's got the best food down here in Virginia. They got the biggest sandwiches. I was like, bet. like, I'm thinking Gaetano's back home. He was like, it's the best cheesesteak you'll find here. He was like, and they're huge. They're huge. Same thing. Me and DJ Seaside, I wish she was in here. She wanted to go do something. I said, yo, we got to check this spot out, babe. It's me. We going on date night. I'm gonna go get these big-ass cheesesteaks. Same thing, Jack. The cheesesteak. Well, I should have known. I feel like, see, this is why I love Hogue. Because Hogue does shit that I wouldn't do. When I walked in there, the restaurant had a smell. And it smelled like somebody just mopped the floor with bad water, if that makes sense to y'all. And I said, oh, man. I was like, maybe I just caught them on a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they just, somebody just mopped up something. Bro, when the food came out, it smelled like the water. And I was like, this can't be good. I took a bite of the sandwich. I instantly thought I was going to throw up. I thought I was going to Earl right then and there. And no homo, it was a big sandwich. He ain't lying about that. DJ T-Time was like, yo, this food is fucking trash. I felt like they took frozen meat out the freezer, put it on the grill, flipped it over and just put it on the sandwich. It was god-awful. And then, so I ain't gonna lie, when I went back to work, my boss was like, so did you go to the spot I told you? And he was like, I was like, yeah. He was like, so what'd you think? I was like, and this is like my CFO at the time. And I was like, oh, it was good. He said, yeah, they're the best, ain't they? He said, come on, let's go to lunch today. And let's go get us a sandwich. And I was like, nah, I'm not feeling good. Like, I lied to that man for the better part of the next year every time he tried to get me to go to that sandwich spot with him. And then my other
You did not stand on business.
No, I didn't. Yo, I lied. Yo, I ain't going to front. I lied. That's why I say I love Hov. Yo, Hov would be the type of person who just like, nah, that shit sucks. And just, and then that be it. Look, I don't want to take it from – I don't want to tell him that it's terrible food. I gave him some better cheesesteak spots that we could try to check out one day. But I end up not fucking with him, so, you know. But, you know. And then another spot is my boss now. I love her to death. She probably listened to the show. She probably going to kill her. I'm probably going to get a text. But she was another person. Same thing. Yo, this place around the corner, they got the best Chinese food. And I was itching to, look, it's tough to find a good Chinese spot down here in Virginia, especially Southeast Virginia. Great Filipino food, great Indian food. It's tough to find good Chinese food. It's weird, right? Man, she was like, yo, they got the best Chinese food. She's like, and they're closing, and I can't figure out why they're closing. But you got to try this spot out. It's the best ever. Something like that. Went in there. Like, ho, you get stuff that you know. I said, all right, man, I'm from Jersey. I done lived in Maryland. Let me just get the General Tso's chicken with the pork fried rice. Again, first bite, felt like I was on Earl. And it was expensive. Like a quart of the General Tso's and chicken and pork fried rice was like $15. And I was like, yo. DJ C. Siren said the same thing. She said, yo, tell beep that this food fucking sucks. She gonna text me, I know she is. And I was like, I can't do it. So she asked me, she said, the next day she's like, you went to the Chinese spot? I said, yeah. And she's like, so how's you like it? It's amazing, wasn't it? I said, yeah, it's good. It's a shame that they closed. Because, like, look, I love her to death. She's great. We're a lot closer now. I probably would tell her now. Again, she's probably listening, which is scary because she's my boss. I would probably tell her now because we're a lot closer. But this is probably the first year that we worked together. So I wasn't really that close with her. So, like, if you're not really that close to me, I don't feel like I need to tell you everything honestly. Like, I'm trying to really just move away from the conversation. Trying to have a quick conversation. If you're close to me, I'll be 100% with you all the time. Because I feel like you can take it. If you've gotten close to me, you've gotten to know my personality enough that I don't mean anything to be mean. I'm going to just tell you honestly and then go about our day. So New York, finish out the topic. What's your story?
Nah, I ain't got no story for real. I just wanted to see how y'all go. I mean, I went to this brunch spot with two lovely ladies last Sunday. Yeah, you know I mean, and the brunch spot was hit, right? The food was good. The service was just bad. That's all I gotta say. The service was just bad. I found hair in my food. They messed up another shorty's order. You know what I mean? And then halfway after I ate the food, I was like, man, I'm hungry. I was like, at this point, I should have sent it back, right? But I'm hungry, bro. I'm hungry. I just found a little straw paper wrapping in my food, too. And I'm like, bro, what's going on here? But I ain't got that too much of experience with eating bad food, what people recommend. I was like, yeah. Y'all take the story. I just wanted to know what y'all experience was.
Yo, you took two girls out on the day.
Hey, it be like that sometime. It be like that sometime.
Yeah, you gotta pay for two meals. I know you've done well in life, and I'm proud of it. But you gotta pay for two meals. That's why I'm so glad I'm not in the dating game, y'all.
Oh they papered up too. They was offering, but I'm like, just chill, because we be going out all the time. They be covering bills, I'll be covering bills. Like it's a mutual thing. So I'm just glad that people, were willing to put in. I'm just glad for that.
Shout out to the chicks that help pay for dinner. You're a dime a dozen. All right.
Yo, before right, so you switch up, yo, I just want to know if y'all knew, Blur might know, did y'all know that Death Sauce is regional?
Go ahead, Blur, you answer that question.
Wait, what you mean is regional?
Like, everywhere you go doesn't have Death Sauce. Like, it's not even a thing that they know what you're talking about.
I was unaware of it. I just kind of thought you did Death Sauce anywhere.
Who doesn't have it?
Yo, out here, I've only found, one Chinese spot that has Death Sauce.
Really?
And they are from the East Coast.
Really?
Yep. Like.
Interesting.
Places here, they didn't even know what is that? Like, I've never heard of it.
Wait, so do they only offer like spicy mustard and the other sauce? No, just no duck?
I don't even know, fam, because I don't mess with the spicy mustard. So I know they
I don't
soy
either.
I wasn't looking for nothing but the. What's duck sauce? And then I started realizing that there's only a couple spots that have it.
Hey, pause. What do they put on their egg roll?
I'll just dip it in the sweet and sour sauce because I usually get sweet and sour chicken. So I'll use the sweet and sour sauce because they'll give you sauce on the side out here.
Man, I didn't know that. That's news. It was news to me. I thought duck sauce was everywhere. All right, look, we spent way too much time on food, but, you know, I'm glad y'all indulged my topic. I thought it was something to be real short. Y'all would thought I'm crazy. But we had a good conversation about food. Another quick topic I just want to get to real quick. Let's just knock this out before we get to Diddy. Bad Boys 4 coming out. Hope, you excited to see it?
I mean, it's the first I'm hearing about it. Who is it? The same cast?
Yeah, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence.
You got to make sure these days. But, I mean, yeah, I'm excited to at least check it out. I'm not going to have super high expectations because I didn't think 3 was all that. But it's still going to give me at least a couple laughs throughout it.
Okay. Jack, what about you? Are you too young for the bad boy phenomenon?
Bro, I was on it. I mean, not like when it was happening, but like I fuck with bad boys, and I feel like when you get to number what they on four now?
Yeah, they on four.
Yeah, see, when you get to the fourth movie of shit like this, like, it either ruins it for you or it ends it on a really good note. And I think because they're so old, and I saw what Martin Lawrence looked like, I'm a kind of, I don't know, I'm not feeling too good about it.
Blur. Oh, Blur, you're a movie buff. I'm going to come to you last. New York, New York. You excited about Bad Boys 4? Movie buff.
I really am. Nah, if you got to pause it, then you got if you got to pause it, then you go ahead and pause it. You know, the new slang is no Diddy now, but I mean, like, hey, if you got to pause it, you got to pause it. Look, I'm looking forward to it. I watched the trailer for it. And I would say they getting back at, well, from the trailer, from what I saw, they getting back to the old Bad Boys roots. So I'm definitely looking forward to see it. That Bad Boys 3 was trash. I started when I was a young whippersnapper. The first movie I saw was Bad Boys 2. So I was thinking that was the greatest. I went back and watched Bad Boys 1. Yeah. Yeah, Bad Boys 3, I saw Bad Boys 3, the trash story. And it looked like from the trailer, they getting back to the rules of it. So, like, I'm excited for the movie. I just hope they don't let me down.
So, Bad Boys 3 was bad. It's tough to call it trash, in my opinion. And I'm just giving this before Blur gives us his deep dive, because that's our movie. That's our Siskel. Or which one's dead? I don't want to give you the dead one. So he might be the Ebert. He's whatever one that's still alive. Bad Boys 4, I mean, Bad Boys 3, it was trash writing, but I still say it was entertaining. And when you're talking about movies, in my opinion, just a straight Beach Bum Guns opinion, movies are for entertainment. And I thought Bad Boys 3, the worst of the three, you by far, it was still entertaining. So, but I'm excited to see Bad Boys 4. I'm a fan of the franchise. I feel like if Tom Cruise can still make Mission Impossibles at his age, then Will Smith and Martin Lawrence should still be able to get busy and make Bad Boys. I was excited when the trailer came out. I think I'm going to go to the movie theater and go see it. I think I'm going to spend some money, if I remember at the time, and I'm going to go to the movie and check it out because I'm a fan of the franchise. I'm a fan of the entire franchise. I think it's one of our best franchises. Yes, three wasn't great, but I still contest it was entertaining, and that's what you want from your movies. Blur. What you think?
Oh, man. I think I am excited for it. I might be excited for different reasons, though. Kind of like, I thought 3 was, I'm going to say, underwhelming. The biggest thing of all is that they totally screwed up the naming, because Bad Boy 4 Life should have been the fourth movie, but they did that for the third movie. Like, they really should have just held on to that title to be the fourth movie. But I really felt like 3, they were setting it up to try to pivot away from Will Smith and Martin. Like, I kind of thought, which I think that's what kind of hurt it, because it kind of, like, put it in this direction, like, yo, we trying to be Fast and Furious. Not necessarily with cars and everything, but Fast and Furious got off of the car stuff, too. But kind of, like, we got a crew now of different people, and we got – it's going to be, like, expanding and stuff. And I don't really think that's what the people wanted, which is why I think they came back for 4. This one looks like it's going to be, I won't say grounded. It's like it's going to be focused more so on just the people we want to see, Will Smith and Martin. That said, I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I know this ain't Will Smith's first movie since the Oscar slap, but I'm interested to see if it performs. Like, this is a franchise that people love. I don't know if it's one of the greatest franchises, but it's a franchise that people love. It's got a lot of nostalgia. It's got a built-in fan base. Are they going to come out and support Will Smith's movie? Like, has enough time passed? Have we forgiven him? Have we moved on? Are we just going to sit back and watch and laugh? Do we need whatchamacallit to give the okay? To be like, all right, look, I'm going to go see it. Y'all should go see it. Like, we passed that. Like, that's what I'm more interested to see, like, how it performed. But just as the movie itself, yeah, I want to see it. I mean, I feel like they're going into the Lethal Weapon category. We're like, yo, we too old for this shit, but I'm okay with that.
Okay. Do people actually pick to go to a movie based on what other people say?
Not necessarily what other people say, but, like, Will Smith said that. He said it in an interview, like, on his post. I mean, like, apologize to everybody, the film, the producers who made the one movie he did. Because he was like, look, this is a good movie, but nobody's going to go see it because of me. He's like, they're not ready to support me or to see me be successful. So all this hard work y'all put in is going to fall on deaf ears because of me and what I did. And it's not a reflection of your work or the product you put out. So, yeah, not necessarily because of what other people say, but because of how you feel about a person. It's like, I don't really know how well the Slave movie did, Will Smith, but I know it didn't do good. And I don't know if it's that same effect. You didn't have to pay for it. It was kind of free. I think it was an Apple movie, Apple TV movie. But the reviews were bad, and it, like, did bad on for even Apple streaming. Like, nobody saw it. And could that turn over and be the same thing for a Bad Boys movie? And like, yo, we ain't even going to cut on a streaming service to see him. Like, are we going to get out of our house and go to a movie theater to see a movie he is?
Yeah, because this one looks entertaining. A Slave movie doesn't. Can we be honest? Who wants to sit around and watch Slave movies? When's the last time a Slave movie did really well? We all
12 Years a Slave did great.
How long ago was that? 10 years ago?
I don't think it's that long ago.
I
guess it was.
I mean, there ain't that many
Slave movies. Yeah, when did Jane out?
There's a ton of Slave movies, yo. We all for that, yo. Black people don't want to see no more Slave movies, yo. Cool. It sucks. We know it.
That shit really for white people at this point. I see more white people going to them Slave movies than black people. See, that's just getting back on that reparations type shit, you feel me?
I ain't never seen a white person in a Slave movie.
I agree with the same sentiments because, like, nobody wants to see it. We've been seeing black trauma for so long, bro. Like, nobody wants to see that no more, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah. All right. So, Blur, you excited to see it? Are you going to spend your hard money? Stop throwing out these hypotheticals. You going to spend your money to go see Bad Boys 4?
Yes and no. Yeah, I'm going to go to the theater and see it, but, you know, I got movie pass, so I don't really pay for it. So, but, yeah, I am going to go see it.
What you mean you don't pay for it?
Movie Pass. It's like a subscription service. So you pay one fee and then you get to go see a movie every day.
Oh, then you just pay for it. You just pay for the subscription. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yes and no, I'm going to pay for it, but it don't really be, hey, let me put my $10 on this movie specifically. It's going to be my $15. It's going to be one of the 20 plus movies I see that month.
True that. I might have to do that. All right. Let's get to it. So, y'all, all right, so that's Bad Boys 4. We got about an hour left. Let's see how long this takes us. Look, man, I've been a fan of Diddy for a long time. I've been a fan of Diddy. Like, love his music. Love the music he helps create. I honestly don't know what to think. I'm sure we all know Diddy got... houses got raided. No charges against him yet. but the feds raided his house looking for information on sex trafficking. We don't know if it's kids. We don't know if it's adults. We don't know if it's males. We don't know if it's females. We don't have any of those particular details yet, unless something came out within the last, like, 10 hours, because I haven't seen it. It's tough. I'm just giving my quick opinion. I don't know if it's sad to see. I don't know if this is a witch hunt, to shout out to Donald Trump. But anytime you're talking about sex trafficking, it's one of those topics where I kind of want to step back and get all the facts, right? Shout out to Blair. He said, and we've been talking, me and my brother, Fat Dude, got in an argument. Not an argument. We always go back and forth. But because I call him a conspiracy theorist, he don't like it, even though he is. Shout out to my brother, Fat Dude. I love him, though. But he was talking about how, you know, there's a big thing in Hollywood about pedophilia, and Blair shared this video of this dude, Corey Feldman, who I didn't really hear of before. And he was talking about how pedophilia is run through Hollywood. And he even brought up Michael Jackson, and it's like, yo, Mike ain't one of them. I know him because I've been raped. And I was like, whoa, like, that caught me off guard. And like he said it when it was just like, and nobody was just like, you've been what? Like, my first, like, I had to pause the video. I was like, hold on, what? Like, no one stopped and said, you've been what? And again, it's the first time I'm hearing it. It's never on my timeline. So it's just not something I'm familiar with. So it seems like, you know, you got the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing that was real popular, pop culture, and that debauchery. And it seems like Puffy has involved himself somewhere in the midst of, like, Freaky Deaky Land. Like, you know, people who like to get freaky. Now, I guess some of this freaky stuff can be illegal. When you're messing with kids, it's despicable. I don't even want to talk about that. But it seems like Diddy has involved himself in a part of the underworld where either he's doing something really foul and illegal, or it's a conspiracy to try and hide other stuff. I don't really know. More facts got to come out because it's kind of scary. But, man, yo, are we going to have to cancel Diddy? Like, what y'all – so I got so many thoughts about this. But it just seems kind of crazy. But, like, we all knew something was off with Diddy, right? And when you have that much money, you have that much power, and you're weird, like, it sucks when the weird people get all the money and the power. Like, I would have loved to see, you know, Biggie had his problems. You know, he was definitely a domestic abuser. I would hope that he would have changed that as he got older. But it always sucks seeing the weird people get all this money and power, because it just don't make no sense. Like, if I had $1 billion, there's no way you would catch me in a sex scandal. Like, sex trafficking? Is there money in this? Like, Diddy is a supposed billionaire. When's the last time y'all bought Ciroc? Are we thinking that this sex trafficking makes him enough money that he should keep doing it? But his partner just got caught when Diddy was at the Miami airport. His partner just got caught with a bunch of drugs on him. Maybe Diddy has a drug problem? I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. And they always say that people closest to Diddy end up dying, going to jail, or going to God. So it's kind of weird. Ho, what you think about the whole Diddy situation?
I'm kind of with you. Like, I'm confused on, like, just how wild, like, the story sounds so wild and outlandish, and on so many different fronts, like, on Diddy's front, like, Like, they taking it from grown men. Like, I don't know, fam. Like, I'm with you. Like, I just want to see what happens. We may not ever actually know the truth of it, but, you know, we'll figure. Hopefully we get more information, but I don't know what to think of Diddy and what's going on in these streets, because it's got implications on so many people. Like, a lot of people that end up needing to get canceled. Like, we're going to be listening to, like, country music soon.
And they be abusing women, too. Maybe that's why Beyonce moving the country. Yeah, it's crazy. I'll go to New York in a minute. Jack, what you think about the Diddy situation? Oh, we just talked about Bad Boys and the commercial come on.
Yo, no Diddy, give it a stack. Not looking good for your boy. I just need to see, like, I don't know, because they raided the house. They raided the house and they finding more shit than just that. I'm looking on Twitter, I'm seeing people get exposed because of the fallout, that shit. Did they put him in, is he detained?
No, he's free man. They haven't charged him with anything.
Oh, no charges. Not guilty until proven otherwise, right? Something like that.
Until proven innocent. Ain't you a cop?
Bro, I'm a fake cop. Let's be for real. I police people that want to keep their jobs.
Hey, that's a great job to have. Oh, man. So guilty until proven innocent. Do you think he's innocent or you think he did it?
You know.
That's speculation.
I don't know. Because of the what's-his-name island, Rutgers Island, what's that shit called?
Harvey Island.
The island where they was doing weird shit and they had Whitney Houston go up there.
Epstein Island.
I don't know. Ever since that, I've been kind of iffy about everybody that got a lot of money. They got a little too much power, maybe.
No. Okay, I don't know why if you got money you become gay and like kids. It's weird to me. Blur, what you think about Diddy, yo?
Yeah, I really think this whole thing is going to, I don't say expose, but open up society or people paying attention to it. It's going to really make us question that gray area of when we consider something acceptable when we don't, because I do believe Diddy is guilty of all this stuff he's talking about. Trafficking, yes. And if you look at what trafficking is, a lot of people are going to be like, well, of course he traffics. Everybody, like, he flew a girl out for his son. That's trafficking. Like, yeah, like the dude who kind of started all this, or the big thing, the dude who filed the lawsuit, the producer that had Meek's name in it, like, he just filed an amended lawsuit, like, changed his lawsuit. And the thing it says, like, Diddy had an endless supply of sex workers and drugs. That's not surprising. Like, okay. Are we surprised that there's sex workers in the music industry? And they, like, have Young Miami and, or Carisha, whatever her name is, listed as a sex worker on the document. Like, that's his girl. If their arrangement is that he pays her or he sends her money every month and she got to be available for sex, then she's a sex worker. And I think people are going to have to really, like, come to grips with, like, yeah, that's prostitution, but it's so normalized and so accepted in our society. Yeah, did he have sex workers? Of course. Did he have a drug man? Of course. Like, no one is going to be surprised by that, but is it illegal? Yeah. No one's going to say, okay, everybody who has a sugar baby or whatever, who pays somebody for sex, should go to jail. I mean, I don't think we really care that much. Now, this is all assuming that these aren't underage people, because I don't think Diddy's been linked to having underage girls or boys or anything. It's just been like, hey, He keeps the hookers around. He keeps the sex workers. He keeps the drugs around. The only thing, I guess, Cassie and then the other people, I don't know their names, says like, yeah, some of it ain't always been consensual. But that's not even what, like, the big part of the story. Like, they're going to have to really prove that. It's more so being trafficking, meaning flying people around or transporting people around for purposes of sex. And other things like that was in the Lil Rod lawsuit that, oh, he's recording people and using it for blackmail. Kind of the same thing that Epstein was doing. I mean, Epstein was doing it to politicians and people of power. Maybe Diddy doing it to people in the music industry or in Hollywood. Either way, I mean, again, if he's just blackmailing people, I don't say I don't care, but I don't really care if he's blackmailing people in Hollywood. That's what you get, kind of. Do I care that he got prostitutes and sex workers? Not really. Do I care that he got an endless supply of drugs? Nope. I do care about if he's forcing people to do it, like he's like Cassie. Like Cassie said, hey, I didn't want to do none of this, but he forced me. I didn't know how to leave. That's the only thing that draws the line for me.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I got a wild conspiracy theory. And now I'm thinking, what if Diddy exposed Drake?
This took a left turn. What? Exposed Drake for what? Exposed Drake for what?
The video.
What video?
The helicopter video.
You got... What helicopter video? You look, Jack, a lot of us ain't on the internet like you. You in a different age class. I don't know what you talk about, yo.
They had a nude of Drake.
They have a nude of Drake?
It leaked.
Why would Diddy have that?
Why would Diddy have Jay-Z got getting watching right next to two girls eating each other?
Yeah, this is all news to me.
Yeah, bro. Y'all, you got to get on Twitter, man.
It's all news to me. So New York, I mean, Blur, you make an interesting point. New York, I'm going to come to you a second. If, and I'm not dismissing your point, Jack, you just took a left turn with Drake. I didn't even know Drake was part of this discussion. I didn't know Diddy had Drake nudes. That seems kind of odd. But for some reason, for somebody like Drake to send Diddy nudes, it kind of makes sense, too. But... And we got to get to the Kendrick.
Hey, yo.
Kind of makes sense. But.
A big A, yo.
But Blur said something interesting. I mean, it is. All right, so what's the definition of sex trafficking? I mean, I don't really know. But if you're telling me, hey, Diddy has women around that he pays to stay in the house, he gives the money to go shopping, and he also has sex with them, is that considered trafficking? If they don't want to, then I would say yes. If they volunteer, I would say, nah, it's just a couple of his girls. But what we found in the R. Kelly situation is a lot of them girls said that they wanted to do it, and they were volunteers. And they came up with a whole movie about them being trapped and brainwashed. So I don't know how you separate that. Like R. Kelly's, the girls that R. Kelly had that we said were trapped and needed to be saved, they said they were fine. You know what I'm saying? So R. Kelly was paying them and having sex with them, and were they considered trafficked? If you're an adult and you take this money knowing that you may have to do some weird stuff, and you decide to take the money and live that lifestyle, trafficked are you? Or are you just in a relationship? It's It's a weird line. New York, New York, man. You New York people are having a rough time. I almost took a picture of this woman, Tim's, because they were so bad. Like, the yellow had changed on her Tim's. They went from the normal worker Tim's to, like, a brown mustard. And I almost took a picture, but she was in my supervisor class, and I didn't want to be disrespectful. But you New York people are having a rough couple weeks, man. What's going on with one of your New York City mayors and Diddy, man? What you think?
Man, a rough couple of weeks. We had a rough couple of years. A rough couple of years. We talking about Bobby Smurda going to jail 7 years. We got Casanova, Taxstone gone for like over plus 10. Like, everybody doing time out there, man. Like, look, look. This Diddy situation is crazy. I say it's crazy. I feel like it's a new report coming out every other day. And it don't even look good. It don't even look good that Diddy went out of town as soon as they raided the spot and everything. Like, look, at the end of the day, I got to see the black and white. I got to see the black and white to actually give my opinion. But, like, nah, like, Ain't no three-letter agency is coming for you unless they ain't got no evidence. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Now, that's the like, other thing. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, man, that's the other thing. People making kind of a big deal about the show of force. And, like, Diddy's houses, his mansions are big. And that's going to determine the amount of force or the amount of people when they do a raid. If you got a small, I mean, duplex, they ain't going to have all the people popping up. But if you got, you know what I mean, some acreage and you got guns registered, yeah, they're going to show up with everything. They don't know who's in the house and they don't know what the response is going to be. Like, I saw the video dude was like, hey, the cop showed up not as much as Diddy to his place, but they showed up with, like, full riot gear, SWAT team, and everything. And when they showed just get some, like, surveillance tape that they knew he had, he asked him why. And he's like, yo, you have 50 registered guns in there that we know you have. You registered them. So you have 50, like, heavy artillery here. We're not just coming up with just the regular black and whites. We're going to show up like we coming into a compound that has heavy artillery. I'm pretty sure Diddy has the guns and a lot of security stuff registered at his crib, and he's on water. He's on lakefront. So, yeah, they're going to show up with the helicopters and the boats and the SWAT and the riot gear, because who knows what he got up in there. And they don't know what they're walking into.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's weird, right? It's one of those discussions that I just don't know the law. So maybe, Blur, you can help me out. So I buy a property in America. It's my property. I own the land. The feds get a tip that I'm doing something nefarious. It doesn't matter who the tip came from, if it's validated. They can literally kick in my door and tear up my house. And, like, if they don't find anything, do I get any financial recourse for the things they destroyed? They broken open that man's safe. Like, what's the point of having a safe if the feds can open it?
You don't get any money back. There's a law for it. I don't know which one, but I do know for sure you don't get any money, and they make you take it out of your insurance.
So the feds can come into my house without any recourse. Like, I feel like if you kick in my door because you have probable cause and you find something, cool. I'm responsible for it. You got me. But, like, if you're wrong, I should be compensated. You just fucked
but
up
you,
my
you
dad.
You
got
to think about
up.
It. You gotta think about it. You gotta sue the people, and that's gonna cost you court fines and all that shit. You gotta fight that shit, and then at the end of the day, are you losing money or you gaining money?
Yeah, I guess that's true too. I'm sure Diddy has his lawyers on retainer that if this turns out to be nothing, somebody's gonna pay. And then the video that Blur, and I should have saved it in the group, the video that Blur sent earlier with Corey Feldman got me thinking, if Corey says, yo, I know all the pedophilia people in Hollywood, and Michael Jackson ain't one of them, could this just be a witch hunt for Diddy? Like, it seems, well, I don't say it seems, because I don't know any information. But if,
well, yeah, you're missing out the part. You're leaving out the part that Corey Feldman said. He was like, yo, they kept asking me about Michael Jackson. He's like, I was telling them about really getting raped and really getting molested, and they kept pushing for Mike, and I kept telling them, like, nah, not him. And he's like, yo, you keep asking about Michael Jackson. I'm telling you, he's not that guy. And I can tell you because I've actually been raped. I've been molested, and I know who did it, and it wasn't Mike. So, yeah, the fact that once they get somebody in their sight, they can – have tunnel vision and only want that one person.
But hold on, Bill, but there's another part in here that we're not discussing, right? Remember the somebody just got charged for the Tupac murder, Keith D, right?
Yeah.
I don't know his name. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Keith D just implicated Diddy For the murder, bro. I think all
what
this is tied in.
Well,
I don't know.
Oh, my bad. The problem with that
is that
you told the story a couple of times about it's hearsay. From his end, it's hearsay because he never said that he killed Tupac. He said he was in the car. And he never said that he got the call from Diddy, but he knows who did. So he's implicated Diddy, but, yeah, I mean, it's not like hardcore evidence is still around for it, or at least we hope. Hopefully Diddy ain't holding on to nothing, and hopefully Keefe D wasn't holding on to nothing from the Tupac murder, but I hope ain't nobody that stupid.
Hold on, I hope not. Hold on, I'm missing something. Maybe Hov knows, maybe Jack knows. What does Keefe D have to do with Diddy and Biggie's murder? He's saying that Diddy ordered a hit on Biggie?
I got to go revisit this story, but Keefe D implicated Diddy on so many times of, like, he ordered a hit. I think it was on Tupac. I gotta go back on the story. Like, don't look. I gotta see the black and white. It's black and white, but I know Keefe D definitely implicated P. Diddy multiple times. After he wrote the book and everything. Now he's standing on trial and this, that, and the third. He implicated Diddy in multiple places, bro. Multiple places. So I don't know if that stems with this. And then it goes on further.
I mean, if you're telling me at that time, Diddy had money that if something happened, they would kill Tupac, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it doesn't make sense that Diddy would have Biggie killed. It doesn't make sense that Diddy would have his top-selling artist, the guy who's writing for Lil' Kim, Lil' C's, Diddy. The only person I guess he ain't writing for was Mace. Like, why would you kill him, right? That doesn't make sense in my head. If you're telling me that because of the tension between the East Coast and the West Coast at that time, which was really just Death Row and Bad Boy, Diddy has some retainers that if something happened, younger. Fox, that doesn't surprise me either. Do I think Diddy had Tupac killed in Vegas? No. I mean, who's my man? Glasses Malone. Gang. Hey, watch our background noise. We get people. If you're telling me that Diddy paid somebody to kill Tupac in Vegas. I don't believe it, simply because Glasses Malone, a well-known street dude in the West Coast, who's gang affiliated, came out with a song, Why Tupac Had to Die. And it seemed pretty simple. A bunch of bloods and Tupac jumped this gang member. And the gang member went back to his homies and said, if I see him, I'm going to kill him. And he saw him and they killed him. That makes sense to me. All these other Go ahead.
You can't put that on Bloods. That's a Crips. You can't put that on Bloods. Go ahead.
No, but
I
the Bloods.
KPD wrote a whole book. He's been consulting on movies. Like, he's told this story. Like, so has the officer. I think he wrote a book or two about it. Diddy has been mentioned in this a number of times. Like, KPD is the only one who's still living. It's like three or four people subsequently killed. KPD is the only one who's still living. But he's been pretty consistent over the years in telling his story and who was a part of it and why and the $1 million that it cost. It's been a pretty consistent. And again, he's always said he isn't the person who killed Tupac, but he was in the car. Like, have all been out there. The who, the amount have all been told. Just be making it up for clout. Like, the cop who told the story as well kind of cooperated.
Yeah, the guy who killed Tupac ended up getting killed in another gang-related shooting that had nothing to do with it. Like, that was in that Glasses Malone stuff, too. Look, great song, honestly. Like, but you talking about underground, not really popular, but like great storytelling. It's a great song. I don't know how true it is. I'm not getting gang business.
Glasses Malone is one of them. Glasses Malone is one of them. Yeah, I get that to you.
So I just believe him, and I don't know him either. So I could be totally off base. But I don't think you come up with that type of song, that type of feeling, that type of story, unless you got first-hand account. But back to Diddy. So, we can close out Diddy. I guess a lot of us are just waiting to see. I'm disappointed. But you know what's really fucked up, man? Like, why did Diddy change his name to Love? It was to just try and change an image of other stuff he was going on. But if these people really, like, if he really changed his name to Love and it's because he got into the sex trafficking industry and was out here sending women across the globe to have sex with people for money and made a business out of it, how do dumb people get so rich? There are many things that I've done in my life that probably wasn't above board, and I tried to just make sure no one knew. Why are these people putting their stuff on Front Street? If it's true, that's why he changed his name to Love. So, why do these people... go ahead, jump in, Blur, and I'm going to go to Hove.
I don't think it's dumb. I think it's just, you can only say stuff's hidden for so long, especially if you're so big. Like, people knew about the Jamie Foxx naked basketball parties. People are involved. Like,
what?
Things are only going to be a secret if it's one person. Like,
what?
If Diddy got...
Hold on, what? A naked basketball party?
Yeah, that's like a known thing. It's been talked about for ages, like for decades. Jamie Foxx has naked basketball games.
Hold on, Blair, stop. I just want to ask.
Hey,
I just want to ask. You said it was a known thing. Hope, have you ever thought about, have you ever not thought about, no homo, have you ever heard of a Jamie Foxx making basketballs? Because I don't think anybody's heard this. I don't know where Hove went. New York, New York. Have you heard that story before?
I have not. No Diddy.
Jack, have you heard this story before? I don't think it's known. I don't know where Jack went either. But go ahead and tell the story.
No, I'm here. I was laughing.
Have you heard about this naked Jamie Foxx basketball story?
Oh, hell no. I ain't hear nothing about that. All
right, Blair, so right now you by yourself. You got to tell us the story because you dropped that like it was common knowledge and don't none of us know about it.
Y'all just weren't paying attention. Like, Wendy Williams talked about it on her radio show mad times. Like, it wasn't like a secret. Like, if Wendy's on a nationally televised radio show talking about it, like, it was known. Corinne Stephens talked about it. Jamie Foxx has talked about it. Like, it wasn't like things happen in Hollywood or in the celebrity. Like, this was back to the Jamie Foxx show, maybe like right at the start of it. So this was probably like in between the Living Color and Jamie Foxx show, or like right when Jamie Foxx show started getting popping. And like his name really became a big deal. Like he would have parties and he would play naked basketball. Like you had to be naked to play. This is men and women.
Jamie Foxx? Oh, man. I'm not being up no man if you're naked. I'm not running around with my meat swinging everywhere. No homo. That just, I feel like if you're playing basketball, you're just asking for problems. Yeah, I've never heard this before. So you say this is at Jamie Foxx's house or this is at Diddy's house?
No, this is at Jamie Foxx's house. This was just like a known thing. But I was saying it'd be like, you can only keep stuff secret for so long when you involve in other people. Like, known as, like, that was always Diddy's thing. Like, he's like these big parties. It ain't going to be sex happening at these parties. It ain't going to be prostitutes pop off. That ain't going to be a secret for long. You think he ain't flying these girls back and forth and transport them however he's transporting them? Like, there's videos of Diddy, Molly, ordering Molly at a club. Like, this is out there. So we going to act like we ain't never know Diddy was using drugs before? Like, this stuff ain't a surprise to nobody.
I don't even think,
like,
it's just Diddy,
it's all
bro.
Coming out
this,
now.
This...
Go ahead, New coming York. Out now, everybody telling me stories about Diddy Fab, talking about stuff happening at Diddy party. You got the comedian talking about, yo, don't go to the bad boy house or whatever. Young Jock talking about these stories. So all this stuff has been out because people are around to see it. Accept it for the most part. On the surface level.
Oh, go ahead, Hov. You back.
Okay, that Usher video from back in the day when he was on Howard Stern. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, you sent the video, but go ahead, explain it.
Yeah, so, like, Usher was on Howard Stern. I mean, it had to be at least, what, 7-8 years ago? But they're talking, he's like, yeah, when I was 13, they had me go live with Diddy for a year, and they called it, I forget the name, Diddy something.
Flavor, yeah, Flavor
what was
Academy
it?
Or something. Flavor
yeah,
Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Flavor.
Diddy's Flavor, yeah, something crazy. And so Usher's 13 years old, lives with Diddy, and he's like, yeah, I'm at the clubs, I'm at the parties, I'm hanging out. Like, he's like, it's stuff going on. He was like, I didn't even understand it at the time. He was like, I didn't even really want to be in all of this. He was like, me and Diddy used to, like, tussle in rooms because he wanted to party. What'd you say?
He just said,
oh, okay, but it's, right. I got it. But yeah, like, this is what he's saying, thinking about, and then you go back and you look at the tapes of, or not the tapes, but the transcripts and the stuff about Usher and Diddy, and it's like, and then you go back to something that Usher said 8 years ago, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, oh, well, who was trying to jump in? Was that Jack? Was that Blur trying to jump in? I'm going to let y'all get y'all talk off. Pause. No Diddy. Jack, Blur, was that one of y'all trying to jump in? Well, who? Pause.
It's an uncomfortable conversation.
It wasn't me, but I will say this. All these stories and everything coming out lets you know that this stuff was always accepted. I don't even remember years ago someone talking about Diddy was just like, this back when he had Farnsworth Bentley around him, and he was like, people, like, you just knock on the door, like, Farnsworth Bentley was in there sleep, and Diddy just kick him out, like, yo, I need his room, and he walk in with two girls, and Farnsworth would just have to go sleep on the couch or go in another room. And it's like, I think it was Jock who was telling that story. It's like, yeah, like, that's just how it was around Diddy. Like, he kind of controlled everything in his environment. Like, all right, this is happening over here, so you go over there. And this is happening over here, so you get to come over here and see this. So people always knew what it was with him.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, but that doesn't sound like he's doing anything wrong then. But I guess... depends who you ask.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to have to determine, like, what's wrong. Like, hey, you got Carisha, your man forgot the certain kind of cocaine that you want. So you call Carisha, tell her to bring the cocaine. Now she's a drug mule.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, we always knew Diddy was a little different, right? Like, he got that. I'm going to say it, but I don't want nobody to get mad at me because this has nothing to do with his sexuality. But he got to, like, the Asperger's look. Like, we always knew Diddy was, like, it didn't seem like his chromosomes were the best. And we found out he was weird. But the only thing that we have a problem with is if he made somebody do something they didn't want to do, right? Like, Cassie is accusing him of being forced to do stuff. And if he's forcing women to do stuff, or even if he's forcing men to do stuff, that's all bad. But if he's just a drug addict, hypersexual person who's doing these things with volunteers, then there's really nothing wrong with it, right? But it's not having the volunteers. That's the problem. This shit's weird, man. I thank God every day that I'm not weird. Because it's got to, you know what? If we have a real theoretical conversation, it's got to suck to be born with the mind that just making love to a person isn't enough. Like, when busting a nut ain't enough, like, that sucks. Now, I think a lot of that is drugs. I think, you know, drugs can, you know, make sex hyper, and then you can get numb to it. But when busting a nut ain't enough and you got to try all these weird different things just to try and get that pleasure, like, that's got to suck to be that person. So what's your predictions? We're in the Diddy talk. Hov, what's your prediction? Diddy going to jail? You going to go to jail tonight? Ain't that what Kanye said? Somebody going to jail tonight?
Yep.
You think Diddy going to jail?
After the way Blur explained, like, what they'd have to deem it as, I would say probably not. I feel like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to jail, though, somehow.
Okay. New York New, you think your New York brethren going to jail?
Oh, first of all, we ain't gonna say New York, brother. Hold on. It's different boroughs. Y'all saw put that LL Cool J shit on me a couple of weeks back. Hey, it ain't like that no more. Nah. Whatever he did. You know what I mean? He got shit for that. But I don't know. Until the black and white come out, hey.
Okay. Jack, you think he's going to jail?
He's cooked.
I think he's going to jail. All
right, Blair,
you think he's going to jail?
I don't think so right now. Just because I still think he has, again, he hasn't been charged with anything. I think they're doing all this just to try to build their case. I don't think that what they're going to have to get him on is and drugs, and I don't think they're going to be able to get him. I think here you got enough money to buy too many high-powered lawyers, anyone who would, flip on him. I don't really think he's going to go to jail for any of that. Anything else, I don't think they're going to get him on. I just don't think they're going to have evidence for any, sexual deviancy stuff. Hopefully, I just think he's smart enough to get rid of any tapes he had, anything like that, anything that could put him away. And it's just going to rely on the word of people turning on him. And I think he got enough money to make sure that don't happen.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to see what he's charged with. It seems like if the feds went in there to do a raid, then they know why and they have a reason. I don't know how many times feds go into raid and then that person who got raided doesn't get arrested for something. Now, it's going to be, because we saw a video of Diddy pacing in Miami and he looked pretty stressed out, which makes sense. You know, the feds are raiding all your homes. Your kids are getting put in handcuffs. Now, I don't think that's that big of a deal because, you know, you're probably going to put people in handcuffs, not to arrest them, but just to make sure everybody's accounted for, especially like Blair said, we can deal with that acreage. But he looked pretty stressed out. But you don't know if that's stress because, yo, they're going to find something or you go to conspiracy theory. Yo, they're trying to get. I think Suge Knight had a quote saying they raided his crib because he had evidence of other big people in Hollywood, and they took all the evidence and destroyed it, so now he can't blackmail people. So maybe this was it. I don't know. It seems kind of crazy. I just hope that whatever the truth is comes out. And then we'll make a judgment. I'm not making a judgment right now. Again, I don't know the definition of sex trafficking, so I don't want to sound insensitive towards that. I don't believe anybody should be forced to have sex. So that sounds pretty bad if that's what he gets accused with. I hope he goes to jail if he's forcing people to have sex with him that don't want to. But if you're telling me that pays girls for sex and... Okay, if you're telling me that he pays women and they have sex with him and that's considered sex trafficking, but they're cool with it, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, you would have to convince me that there's a problem with it. So, all right, enough of Diddy. We'll see how it goes. We got some other hot topics that we got to discuss. We only got about 15 minutes left. Princess, what do we want to talk about? Princess Diana, or one of them princesses over there in England. She was missing. Everybody thought that, you know, where she been at, she ain't look right, and then she told everybody she got cancer. Apparently, the king dude or whoever the prince is be out there cheating on her. What do we think? Blur. Do y'all care about this stuff? I don't really – the whole England monarchy doesn't really impress me. Well, she's not something I'm interested in, so I don't really have an opinion. If she got cancer, then God bless her. I hope she beats it.
because cancers are rough on anybody. But anybody else got anything? Any of y'all care about any of this?
Nah, not me.
I mean, I care in the sense of the young woman who allegedly has cancer. And I say allegedly because I don't know if I believe anything that comes out from the royal family. But if she does, I mean, you know, wish her the best. Like, that's still something serious. So I don't know. I just really don't really believe them too much. But so, yeah.
All right. Anybody got anything else left on the? Where the fuck you been at, DJ T-Sire? You just been up there on the phone? You supposed to be participating in the show. Did you care about the queen getting cancer?
She's not the queen.
You got to talk a little bit louder so people
can. She's not the queen.
Well, do you care about the Princess of York?
I mean,
what is she?
She's
do you think she really has cancer or you think she's a clone?
Cancer.
Oh. She should come to Hampton. Invite her to Hampton. We got a photo time or whatever they call it, something that cures cancer. All right, cool. So that was Princess. No one cares about that. Hey, so somebody put in here, did Cat Williams expose the black Hollywood? Hey, take that downstairs. I'm on the show. Stop talking. Go downstairs. Did Cat Williams expose the black Hollywood during his interview on Shay Shay? Anybody want to comment on that? I don't know who said that.
I'm
going to
say no.
Said that.
I'm going to say no just because he didn't really say nothing new per se. And I mean, definitely nothing really about black Hollywood. He talked about, you know, people, producers wanting to exchange sex for roles, which, hey, we've been talking about that for, we knew it has been happening for mad long. Harvey Weinstein got charged and sentenced for it, so really exposed by Cat Williams. Exposed nothing.
Yeah, they would have to come on here and tell me their discussion. Anybody else got any comment on it? No. Yeah, I would have to see what they're talking about, because I don't get it. I mean, yeah, I just don't get it. Oh, man. Blur, you put in here professional athletes and sports betting. Well, you know, since we got the tournament going on, but weekend athletes, Shohei Ohtani, which was a huge story, he just, speaking of Diddy, and sending his drug deal to jail. Shohei Ohtani, interpreter, we don't know if Shohei Ohtani paid, what was it, $2 million to pay off his interpreter's debt. That sounded like his gambling debt, which sounded like the story at first. And then Shohei Ohtani said, oh, no, he stole that $2 million from me. And then we also got a basketball player, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, who clearly got caught betting the under that he would score some points in a game because he just quickly went out and got caught doing that. Do we have a hope? Do we have a problem with our hand with athletes and sports betting?
I think we
do. More than likely.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Go ahead, Hove. I'll go to Blur next.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, we definitely have a problem with it. I mean, there's always people cheating the system, trying to make big bucks, trying to figure out ways to make money. So you already know there's always going to be people in the sports world trying to influence those athletes, and there's always going to be some athletes that fall for it or that do it, come up with it themselves. So I think there's always been a problem with athletes in sports betting. Now it's just there's more of a paper trail because they're using the online betting and all of that. So there's a little bit more of a trail with it now than it was when, you know, back in the day when they was using bookies and everything, but I think it's always been a problem.
Blur, what you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a problem. It's just going to get bigger and bigger the way all sports leagues are trying to integrate gambling into the sport, and they just think these athletes aren't going to do it. I think it's idiotic to think that these athletes are not going to find a way to profit off this as well. Like, you could try to regulate it out, but you get to a situation like Ohtani. Realistically, Ohtani should be done. Like, the story was already building that he was gambling, and then that's when I think they kind of say it was covering the interpreter's bet, and then the interpreter came up like, nah, it wasn't me at all. And then that's when they switched the story to be like, oh, no, nah, he wasn't covering his bets. He stole that money from us. Well, realistically, we know what it was. Ohtani was gambling. Yeah, interpreter ain't got access to your bank accounts like that to be stealing from you or to be placing bets. And, like, you look at it, like, someone put down, like, the bet lined up with Ohtani's performance. Like, it was clear, like, yeah, he was throwing games or throwing his performance. But now, in Ohtani's situation, like, he has enough money. You can always say you don't need to gamble because, like, you got all the money in the world. But dude worth, like, $500 million already. But still, like, why not get even more money if you can? Like, if you have control over this outcome, you can make millions and millions and millions of dollars on it. It's too hard to say, nah, I'm just not going to do it. Like, Floyd, there was a video of Floyd's man coming out with, like, one of those big laundry chute things that be at hotels, like, where they be pushing around with the laundry and stuff in, with all the towels and stuff, full of money after his Conor McGregor fight. Sam was like, yeah, this was the champ's money. And it was coming out from the hotel casino or whatever. Like, all right, maybe Floyd ain't place his own bet. All he's going to do is send someone else in there to place the bet for him. Which, again, you get a little bit of separation. Maybe it's okay. But it's still these people, these athletes, have direct control over the outcome of these sporting events. It's crazy to think they're not going to bet on it and make some money.
Yeah. I don't know. New York, or Jack, y'all got anything on sports betting?
No, not really. I kind of heard something about the sports betting app. This guy won like $2,000 off a set, or I don't know what it's called for, but it made him pay his child support. Like, they took all his money, made him pay that child support. That's crazy.
Jeez. All right. Yeah, it's crazy. I think we definitely have a problem with sports betting and the athletes. See, that's exciting. You say things to be before we roll? Yeah, I can't. But, yeah, man, I think we have a problem with this sports betting, man. I think it's just so available. And Blur's right. We have students that got all the money in the world. I just don't understand how they're so stupid. And I guess this goes back to the Bruno Mars. You got all the money in the world. Why do you owe somebody that amount of money? Like, once it gets to $1 million, just pay it off in cash. It doesn't make any sense. Shohei Ohtani. Yo, figure out a better way to throw a game, yo. Michael Porter Jr. Figure out a better way to throw a game. And you're an athletic sport. Like, you could have took a jumper and act like you came down wrong, hopped up on your knee, limped off, and they would have said, oh, you know, I hope he didn't tear his ACL. They'd have took you in for x-rays, but they'd have told you done for the night.
You got to stop saying Michael Porter Jr. It wasn't him, man. This is like, ain't it his younger brother or something like that, or his cousin? It's Jontay Porter, not Michael Porter Jr.
That's what I said, Michael Porter Jr. brother.
Oh, I thought you did it at Michael Porter Jr.
No.
Shohei Ohtani was smarter than Jontay Porter because nobody's betting on Jontay Porter. And they said his was like people were trying to place $20,000 bets. Who's placing a $20,000 bet on Jontay Porter? And like the app or whatever they was using,
it came across as a flag because it had like a $2,000 maximum. So to see people trying to place a $20,000 bet on an app that only accepted $2,000, it's like, all right, so you ain't used us before. This is your first time trying to place a bet here, and your first time you're trying to go $20,000 on this, on Jontay Porter, that's who you want to put $20,000 on? So those are red flags everywhere. With Ohtani, yeah, a little bit. You know, he's the biggest name in baseball, so maybe people do put, you know, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 bets on him, maybe. And with Bruno Mars, I can kind of understand it too, because apparently he's been performing in Vegas for mad long, so I can see how you could rack up a debt that long. And apparently it's less than, like, a year's worth of work for him. Like, he could pay that off for, like, less than a year worth of album sales or something. So I could see how that type of money is nothing to you. Like, all right, yeah, that's a year that I could take an advance and pay that back to a bank with a low-interest loan and just – so I could see how that one gets racked up. I've been at this hotel performing, you know, for 6 months, 7 months. It's only so much to do in Vegas after 3 days. You're going to start just sitting at these tables racking it up. And the money ain't really real to you because you know it's just easy come, easy go.
Go for a fucking job.
Man, say what? Look, I've been to Vegas one time. I've been to Vegas one time. I ain't sat at no tables. I just watch everybody lose their money. that's just my piece. I'm going back on mute.
Nah, but imagine living there in Vegas. Like, imagine living there in Vegas and you performing one show a night, but you there 4 nights a week and you just live there for 6-8 months. Like, I mean, eventually you're going to sit down and play something.
You might not, though. There's a lot of stuff to do in Vegas, man. Go on a hike. It's beautiful scenery out there, but we got to get out of here, fellas. It's been a fun show. It's been a good show. I'm glad we got the good stuff out early. We'll see where the Diddy stuff leads us, and, you know, stay off them tables, man. It's going to be rough. Jack, you got anything to say before we roll?
Hey, man, you know, it's been a big one. No Diddy.
Whoa. But, oh, yeah, we should be back next week. I'll let y'all know if I got to cancel it just because, again, I'll be traveling. But I should be back in time to do the show, but then I got to fly right back out. So I'll give y'all a heads up. Blair, you got anything to say before we roll?
Yeah, we got to keep – I know people live during the day, but we got to keep this Diddy stuff funny. So 50's baby mom was named as one of the sex workers for Diddy. I mean, he kept her on the payroll. He would send her money every month. 50 said something about it, and now she turned around and said, yo, you raped and abused me. Well, now 50 catching strays. Yeah, all you got to be able to just laugh at this stuff, man. You got to be able to laugh at this.
Whoa, that's a hell of a comeback. Oh, I didn't hear about that. 50 got hit with the rape charge. That's why I always thought 50 was smart, not that he got hit with a rape charge. But he always used to talk about he stopped having threesomes because that became a witness. That third person became a witness, and they can conspire against you. And I was just like, man, yeah, that's a hell of a way to think about it. All right, man, we got to get out of here. New York, New York, floor is yours.
Yeah, look, after what Blair said, look, if you look on 50's Instagram and everything, he responded responded very fast. He responded very fast with T.I.'s word, expeditiously. He definitely responded expeditiously. So, yeah, you ain't got a chance to look at it, go ahead and look at it. He definitely on it. He definitely on it. No matter anybody that catches smoke, nah, you gotta go look at it. He definitely, with a smoke came, he definitely responded. Just go ahead and look at his profile. I think it's in the headlines, too. 50 ain't letting up. 50 ain't letting up, especially if his baby mama's. Look, man, 50 the one to go, and he from Queens. you already know how I feel about Queens, but, like, yeah, he the one to go. Other than that, you know what I mean, it's getting warmer outside, you know what I mean, get your fits right, you know what I mean, take all that winter shit back in the Tupperware, whatever you got to do, bring out your summer fits because it's getting warm outside. Other than that, clean the water bottles out your car, you know what I mean, it's going to be some shorties in there. Yeah, you know I mean, do what you gotta do. Other than that, stay safe, stay sucker free, stay sick free, because the weather is changing. Other than that, look, I look forward to the next conversation. And not no crazy shit.
Go ahead. My bad. I thought you was done.
No. I said no crazy shit.
My bad. The computer buffer. My bad. Hey, say that last part again.
Nah, I just said no crazy shit. You did look. We might as well say no Diddy right here. No Diddy shit.
No Diddy.
Y'all gonna get it. Let's do this. This is not proper.
He's a dead, you better come out, baby. Go hands up, we got you.